Okay, let's start. We are on, today's daf is daf Dalet. We are on daf Gimel Amud Beis. Again, today's daf is chock full, but we'll see if we can say anything. So now we're in the middle of discussing statements of Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, which are then followed up by Akasha by Rav Kahana. There's no thematic connection between the sugyas other than the Bala Memra. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and then on daf Gimel, and the Mishnah, we'll get back to Makos. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Shloshes Ulugim Mayim, Shenofal Lesochan Kortov Shal Yayin, Marein Kimare Yayin, V'nafal L'mikvo Lo Pasluhu. So I have three Lugim of drawn water, of Mayim She'uvin, that fell into these three Lugim of Mayim She'uvin, a Kortov, a small amount of red wine. Okay? We are on Gimel Amud Beis, it's about, it's the second wide line. Okay? Alright, so a little bit of kortov of wine falls in to this water, changes the water to look like wine, it becomes red. V'nafu l'mikvah, and they fell into the mikvah, lo pasluhu. They do not make the mikvah pasal. What's going on here? We need a little background, and the ritual gives us the background. So we're talking about over here, they're talking about the psul of drawing water into a mikvah. Now the halacha is, that drawn water passels the mikvah, it passels the mikvah. And it can passel the mikvah. There are three possibilities of how drawn water can be an issue. Number one, when you're first making the mikvah, the mikvah says, "B'tchilas ha-mikvah, posel b'revius." Which is enough to be tovel machin tzidoros. So when you first start the mikvah, if a revius of drawn water falls in first, done. Mikvah is no good, take it out, start again. Be'emsa, he says, part past number two, the mitzvah says, Be'emsa, perusho kodem shenishalim ha-mikvah be'memseya, poslim lo shloshes lugin. If you're in the midst of doing the mikvah, right, let's say you've already got 20 saw of good water, rain water in there, and then three lugin of drawn water falls in, puzzle, start again. The third way, besofo, which is the hainu le'achar shenishalim ha-mikvah be'memsa, after the mikvah is complete, you got the memsa of good rain water in the mikvah, then Rashai Lemalei Afilu Beketef Komasha Yirtse. Then you can fill in the rest of the mikvah with drawn water, because we have the concept of Hashaka, of kissing, that the drawn water, when it kisses the kosher mikvah, it makes everything kosher. That's basically how our mikvahs are today. What we have is this bor that has the 40 saw, and there's a tzinor, a pipe that cannot contract tuma, connects it to the actual place where you go into the mikvah. That's usually drawn water, but it's connected to the connected to the rainwater. So getting back to what Rav Yehuda said, so what happened here now is we have a mikvah. We're going to assume that the mikvah here is talking about it's before it became a full mikvah. So the mikvah is being, we're in part two. The mikvah is on its way to becoming 40 saw, and three lugin of water she'uvin fell in. That should pass. The difference is over here is that the water is mixed with a small amount of wine, and that wine changes the look of the water to red, into wine. So therefore, we're going to say lo paslu, because we're going to go after the mare. The mare of the liquid that fell in is wine, and I didn't finish the ritual, but the ritual also continues that if any other liquid other than wine falls into the mikvah, it doesn't make a difference. It's lo malav and lo mori. It doesn't make a difference. So here, you say it's not possible. Even though three lugin fell in prior to becoming memsa, but since the three lugin now look like wine, it's not going to pass the mikvah. You can continue.
Does it count towards the final
four? I don't know. I'm not sure. So maskiflo Rav Kahana.
Three lugin would have made the 40 saw.
Three lugin would have been within the first 40 saw. It would have been within the first 40 saw.
Completed the 40 saw?
It doesn't matter. It would have been within the first 40 saw. You're done. If it was 20, 21, 22, and then three lugin, if it was 39, and three lugin fall in, it's no good. Only if there's 40 saw, and then the three lugin fall in, then you're okay. Okay. So maskiflor of kahana, so you're telling me that this is kosher, it doesn't make the mikvah puzzle. Maskiflor of kahana, the chima ben zeh lemeit seva. Why is this any different than colored water? The example I can think of is that, you know, you have like a tanner or something like that, puts his hand in a rainwater bucket or something like that, and that turns into a...
colored.
And that gets colored. The tznan, Rabbi Yossi Omer, it is the Mishnah of Mikvahs, in the seventh parak Mikvahs, says, Meit seva postlin hamikvah b'shloshes lukin. Meit seva, colored water, three lugin of colored water falls into the mikvah prior to it being 40 saw, that does passel. So what's the difference between the meit seva and the colored water and the water that's colored by wine. Right? So Rashi says, if you look, he says, lo paslua, what goes back to what we just said before, zil basar chazusa. We're going according to what it looks like. When the water is mixed with wine, it looks like wine. V'yayin ain't opposed to like a mikvah. Upsu mikvah b'mayim sh'uvim v'yarvarnu. That's what okay, so he says, v'hatani rabbi chiyah, that's next. So what's the difference between the water mixed with wine and the colored water? So Amalei, so it says it all goes according to what you call it. Amalei Rava, hasam mayim ditziv amikre, hacha chamra maziga mikre. Depends. Colored water is still water, just has a color on it. I can imagine like you're opening up an old sink and it comes out brown. It's still water. It may be brown, but it's still water. However, the case of the wine mixed in with the water, that's no longer considered water. That's called yayin mazak. That's called mixed wine. Because the wine then used to be very sharp, and then you'd have to cut it with the water. So that's called mixed water. So it depends. You're right. Ein atnami. If it's still defined as water, then it will passel it. If it's now defined as wine, then it will not passel it. But what makes the definition? The definition is by what it looks like, and what it's called. So what it's called is all. It's not something. It's not an abnormal thing in Shas because. In Hilchos Tarovis, about min b'mino, mixtures. So the mixtures, if it's min b'mino, if it's like items, then midoraisa, it's batel b'rov. If it's unlike items, min b'mino, then it's, you need, it's nosing tam, which we say is b'shishim. But what defines min b'mino, what defines min b'mino? So the Shach says, pashtus is min b'mino, min b'mino is based on what it tastes like. The Ramah says, no, it's what people call it. It goes by name. So that's the same idea as what it's called, it goes by name. But you see over there in Yeridea, maybe the same idea over here in this mikvah.
So how much could you dilute wine until it's not called wine?
Ask the experts. Don't know. Hatat, so the Gemara then says, V'hatani Rabbi Chiya. But doesn't Rabbi Chiya say, he'll redo as a mikvah? You just went on this whole thing, and you just explained to us that if you mixed wine into the water and it looks like wine and it falls into the mikvah before the mikvah gets 40 saw, it's not a problem. But I tell you, Rabbi Chiya learned that it's horidu as a mikvah, which is an interesting lesson, meaning it takes the mikvah down. Actually, that was a kosher mikvah, not a kosher mikvah, but they say that horidu as a mikvah, it's not a kosher mikvah. It passes the mikvah. If you can't, that doesn't, that three lugin will pass the mikvah. So what do you tell me that it won't? Right? Rashi says, our case, Rabbi Chiya says it's possible. So what Rabbi Chiya says is possible, why does Rabbi Yehuda Amarav say that it is kasher? So Amarav, Rabbi says, well, kasher. You don't ask a kasher from that brisa of Rabbi Chiya. Again, Rabbi Chiya is the author of the brisa in Tosafos. Don't ask a kasher from there. Ha, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, ha, Rabbanan. It's because there's a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri, we see that Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri goes according to what it looks like, and that would be Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, and Ha Rabbanon, and the Brisa of Rabbi Chiya is going according to the Rabbanon, that we go after the volume, and not the, that's another line, the volume, it was the volume, and not the Mare, and not the, now he's thinking, and not the,
the color,
it was the volume, that's another famous line. So, alright, so, And not what it looks like. So since you have a shear of three lugan of water, it would passel. It would passel. The marathoner. Well, sorry, Tom.
But for the wine, it's going to do a taste.
What?
For the wine.
But that's not what we're defining it by. We're defining it either by the look, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and according to Rabbi Yehuda Merav, and according to Rabbanan. Maybe that's what he's saying. Maybe he's going according to the shear. And the shear of this is not wine yet. Maybe that's what he's saying. The Tzan, so we have the Mishnah in Mikvos. The Mikvos is as follows. This is in Perek Zayin Mishnah Hay. Shloshes lugin mayim, so you have three lugim of mayim she'uvin, which again, three lugim of mayim she'uvin, if it falls into the first 40 saw of the mikvah, would pass in the mikvah. So I have three lugim of mayim she'uvin, chaser kortuf, minus a little bit. So it's 2.98, whatever, so it's not enough to pass in the mikvah on its own. Shenafa lusochan kortuf yayin, and now a kortuf yayin falls in. So here, the kortuf yayin is finishing the three lugim. It's finishing the three lugim. And Marayed Kimarayayin, and it looks like wine now. V'nafu l'mikvah, and it falls into the mikvah. Lo pisaluho, it doesn't become pasul. The mikvah's fine because I don't have three lugin of my juvin falling in, right? But, and also, v'chein, shlosha lugin mayim, chaser kortov. If I have three lugin of mayim, minus a kortov, shenafal esokan kortum chalav, and the kortov of chalav, of milk, falls in, umareyin kemare mayim, and it still looks like water, v'nafal v'mikvah, lo p'saluha. Again, it doesn't pass. Why? Because the milk does not complete the shlosha lugin, so I have 2.9 lugin of mayim shuvin that fell into the mikvah. That doesn't pass on the mikvah, so you're good. You're good to go. You got to be careful because now if you get a little bit falling in for the next, you know, our example is that we're halfway, so you have 20 saw left. You got to be careful. Okay, so what happened? What's the diuk over here? It said over here that if it was shlosha lugin mayim minus a kortov that fell into it a kortov of yayin and it looks like wine, that's not possible because you don't have the three lugin. But the diuk is, he points out to Rashi. Rashi says lo paslu mishum the chasru kortov because you're short a kortov. About e havim any karish loshes lugin shleimim. But if it was three lugin of mayim to start with, v'nafal l'sochon kortov yayin, and then a kortov of wine fell in, v'mareyin kemare yayin, then pisaluhu. That would be possible. That's like Rabbi Chiya. Our case, even though it looks like wine, it would be possible. V'hadatani Rabbi Chiya, horidu as a mikvah, ki hatana svirulei. And this is what Rabbi Chiya holds like, because he holds, you don't care about what it looks like, you look at the volume. You have three lugin of mayim shuvin that fell in. And then comes Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, hakol holech achar hamare. Everything goes according to what it looks like. That's our Amar Yehuda Marav. What's Amar Yehuda Marav? Amar Yehuda Marav, that it goes after what you look like. If you go to Rashi, skip one Rashi, of Lo Paslu, because we said it outside, he says, hakol holech achar hamare. V'gabe yayin, and when it comes to wine, afilu havim eikarish loshes lugin shleimim. Even if it was three full lugin of water, Keva demarein kemarayayin, since it looks like wine, lo psaluha. It wouldn't passel it, because it changes its definition from water into wine. The Rav kavasei svarle, and this is what Rav holds like, Amar Rav Yudam Rav, the gabe chalav, when it comes to milk, afal gav de mikara chasav korto, havi mashlim luhu chalav. He goes, when it comes to the milk, he's going to argue that also. He's going to say that the milk falls in. Now I have shloshes lugin, but it still looks like water because the milk doesn't take away the water look. So that's going to make it possible because they have three kortov of something that looks like water that falls in. That makes it possible. So that's why. So he's setting up the machlokes between Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav and Rav Chiya based on this mishnah. Someone's at the front door, and so it says here. Maybe Meir went to get it. I think Meir went.
What if Marshall, talking about three kortov of mine?
Three lugin mayim.
Lugin, I mean.
Right.
Two lugin mayim to finish the mikvah.
Two lugin of mayim into the mikvah before it becomes 40 saw doesn't pass it. So if you have 39 point whatever of good water, and in order to finish it off, you need two lugin of mayim shuv, and you're good to go.
So three lugin is what passes the mikvah.
Exactly. only if it's within the first 40 saw. Of mayim shuvin. Once you have 40 saw of rainwater, then you have hashaka, and anything could go.
Where did they get this from?
Where did they get what from?
That was
possible. And look at the sugyas in mikvos. Look at the mishnayos in mikvos. I don't know. I'm taking it for granted that the gemara is saying, and those are the halachas. The mishnayos in mikvos talk about it. Whether it's they have a pasuk, it's probably not. The shiurim or the shiurim of the rabbanon, and the Rashi said that it was the rabbanon. But okay. So the Gemara then said, so that the Gemara has made it clear that this based on this Mishnah that we can set up this Mishnah as a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri sets up nicely our machlokas and Rabbi Yehuda Marav against Rabbi Chiya. But then the Gemara says, but the problem was that this Mishnah that we just quoted, we quoted it as a Dover Pasha. But Rabbi Papa was bothered. He didn't know what the right text in the Mishnah was. And if the text is like the second side that Rav Papa mentions, then it doesn't work. Then our stuff doesn't line up, right? V'hami boye boye le Rav Papa, but Rav Papa was bothered. The boye Rav Papa had a suffix. Rav tani chaser korto bereisha aval shloshu. Right. So this is the way we learned it. The case we had was shloshu. The Mishnah was quoted shloshu shlugi mayim chaser kortov. So is that happening? That so the boye Rav Papa rav tani chaser korto bereisha. Does our Mishnah have the gear so like we just read it, that it's chaser kortov, and that's why it's chaser, because it was minus a kortov, it's 2.9, right? About shlosha lugin latana kama pasli, but if it was three lugin of mayim shuvin, even if it looked like wine, it would be possible, because you go according to the volume, v'asa Rabbi Yochanan l'meimar, hakol olecha achar amareh, and then, and everything would go after according to Rabbi Yochanan, and then go, no, I just go according to what it looks like. It looks like wine, it's wine. The Rav Omer ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and Rav is Omer b'Huda b'Rav, is an holik Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Odilmor, maybe Rav lo tani chaser korta b'Reisha. Maybe the Mishnah, the Reisha's case, doesn't have the words chaser korta. Maybe it has a case, shlosha lugin mayim, right? Shenafel usochan korta shoyayin, marayin kemarayayin, then lo tosluva. And that would be the case that you have then, right? So he says, Odilmor Rav lo tani chaser korta b'Reisha, and therefore, even the Tana Kama agrees that the shlosha lugin mayim she'uvim that look like wine are not possible. And then I have a problem because I don't have anything for Rabbi Chiya. Because then both the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri are saying that we go according to the way it looks. If we go according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, keep poly got safe with the poly. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is only arguing on the seifa, which is what's the seifa? The seifa is the milk case. And he's going to be saying that only by the milk, even though it goes, even though it looks like, what would be the argument there? Right, it's less than lithrugin of water, but so he's going to say it goes according to the Mara. So if it looks like water, it would still be puzzle. If it looks like water, it would still be puzzle. If it doesn't look like water, it would not be puzzle. And then for the Rav, I'm going to say very cold. And then Rav would.
If it doesn't look like water,
depends who we holding like.
Huh?
Who are you holding like?
Oh,
it's a machlokas. Whether you go according to the volume.
You just said if it doesn't look like water.
According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if it doesn't look like water, it's fine.
It does not work like water.
Then it's fine.
It's okay.
Because he goes like kol holech achar hamara. Okay. So the Gemara. So how can you say? How can you line up the shitos? Maybe the ratio of the Mishnah doesn't say chaser kortov, and then Rav, and then both the Tana Kama and both Tana Kama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri are only going according to the way something looks. And they have nothing for Rabbi Chiya. It's Rav is a divrei akol. Because Rav is what says you go according to the look. So Gemara says, "L'Rav Papa Mivayle, L'Rav Pshitle." Okay, so Rav Papa had a style about it, but Rav was pretty. Rav was pashut that this is the way it is, and that's why. And Rav was the one who sets up the machlokas. The machlokas is the Tanakama holds you go according to the volume. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds you go according to the look. So Rav Chiya would go according to the Tanakama, and Rabbi Shmuel and Rav is going to go according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's how it gets set up. Okay, so Amar Rav Yosef. Lo Shmili Hashmaita. Rav Yosef was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda. Right? So I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel. Rav Yosef was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yosef says, I don't remember ever hearing Rav Yehuda make this statement. It's just not a big deal, because, and Abai is going to remind him, because as we know, and Rashi points out, that Rav Yosef got sick. And Rav Yosef forgot all his learning, and Abai would go and remind him. Right, so Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Shmili Lahai Shmaita. I never heard this from Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Le'Abai, Abai says to Rav Yosef, yeah, you did. Not only that, At Amar Le'Nihilan, you actually told us, you actually taught it to us. Right, so if you look at Rashi says, Amar Le'Abai, Rav Yosef, it's right across from where it's the Mishnah is, a little bit. He says, Amar Le'Abai, look at the bottom, Mishnah, then go down two lines. Amar Le'Abai, Rav Yosef, Chala V'Shochach Talmudo. Right, Bahaya Abai Maskiro Masha Kibel Hemeno. And Abai would remind him. So Abai reminded him that you did teach us that V'hachi Amart Nihilan, this is what you told us, the Rav Lo Tani Chaser Korta B'Reisha, Rav Yosef Asefa Palik, the Rav Amar Divrei Kol. You actually learned it, you taught it to us, not the way that we are using it to answer the Machlokas. You taught us that there is no Machlokas in the Mishnah. You had the Reisha saying not being Chaser Kortov, and therefore Rav, then even the Tana Kama will not pass a mikvah if it looks like wine. And Rav Yochanan is only arguing on the seifa by the three lugin chaser kortov that milk fell into it. And Rav, who says that you go according to the Mara, is going according to the Divrei Kol in that Mishnah. So again, so it's a machlokas how to read that Mishnah. If you read the Mishnah one way, then you can answer up the machlokas between Rav Yehuda, Rav and Rav Chiya. If you don't read the Mishnah that way, then Rav Chiya has a problem Rav Chiya doesn't hold like anyone in the Mishnah, but I don't think it's a big deal because Rav Chiya, I believe, can argue because he's in a Braisa. So he would argue. He just doesn't make it line up. Okay. Next statement. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. This is interesting. We're going to have to suspend our notions of reality and enter the world of halachic reality in order to understand this. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Chavis Mileya Mayim Shenafol Liyam Hagadol. So I have a barrel filled with water, drawn water. It's drawn. The Yama Gadol itself could be kosher mikvah. It's regular water. It's not rain. It's not drawn water. But I have a barrel filled of drawn water that falls into the Yama Gadol. Hatovel Sham. So and then right away after it spills out of there, does tefillah in that place in the Yama Gadol where the drawn water was spilled into it. Lo also lo tefillah. His tefillah does not count. It's no good. Why? Rashi says. Well, we'll get to Rashi in a second. Chashinan, the Mishnah Gemara says, Chashinan l'shlosha lugin shelo yiyu b'makom echad. We're concerned that the three lugin are still there in that place, and now you're doing tefillah, Pashto says, you're doing tefillah in drawn water. You're doing tefillah. I said we have to suspend our notions of reality and enter the world of halakhic reality. I said it for a reason. What? So we'll get to that. Let's just read it first. We'll get to it. The chashin l'shlo shalugin shlo yibimakom echad. Right, and the Gemara then says v'dafka liyama gadol. It's dafka in the yama gadol. It's not flowing water. The way can think, maybe yama gadol doesn't mean like rain. Sometimes you go to a lake and it looks it's not, but it looks really still. So maybe that's the case. The kai v'kai because the Gemara says that water stands still for a bit, I guess. Avon nahara ba'amalo. But if you pour it into a water that's into a river that's obviously flowing, then no, it's going to get pushed away. So what's the problem of going into it, going here? So the way I read it, which the pashas of the Gemara was, is that the problem is you're afraid that part of your body was tovel in ma'im she'uvim, and if part of my body is tovel in ma'im she'uvim, then it doesn't. Well, also it's not a good tevila. Rashi doesn't say that. Maybe because he has the issue with Hashaka. Rashi says, lo, also lo tzvila. He says, Shema kol, it's the last short Rashi, and it goes into the middle-sized lines. Lo, also lo tzvila. Shema kol mayim shahayu b'chavis omdim yachad. Maybe all the water that was in the barrel is now all gathered together and staying in one place. V'shema, and maybe, bazer roshu v'rubo b'mayim she'uvim. That maybe his rosh or his robe went into mayim she'uvim. V'ze echad min aposlem es hatruma. Ooh, that's not the way we learned. What's echad min aposlem es hatruma? The idea is that if you go to mikvah, when you go to mikvah, you're not supposed to shower right away. But this is one of the yuchdas dvarim, one of the 18 things that they made the takana about. You can't shower if you went to mikvah because people are getting confused and thinking it was the shower that would make you taller, not to mikvah. Remember, in those days, you go to archaeological sites, the mikvah were basically built in dirt. The water is pretty. It was pretty dirty. It's like going to a yeshiva mikvah in Erev Yom Kippur. It's disgusting. It's disgusting hygienically, but it's perfect for kosher. I mean, the halacha is also that when the wife goes to the mikvah, she's not supposed to shower in the mikvah. She gets into the car, goes home, separate the time that before you take the shower. So the takana was that if you went to mikvah and then washed yourself in shlosha lugin mayim she'uvin, then you were tahor, but you then pasul truma. So what Rashi is saying here is that the concern is that you went into the mikvah, the kosher mikvah, but you got washed with shlosh lugim mayim she'uvim afterwards, and it apostles you from truma. That's what Rashi says. So let's just read to the Mishnah, then we'll get to Tosfos, which is going to address your question. And there's a big tumult about this. There's a big kilosaka, the cipher has a whole on this.
Also, once you have a kosher mikvah, every water that you start putting becomes
great.
Part of the
So let's just finish reading it, and then we'll get to Tosos, and that will address the questions that you have. So Tainami Achi. So we have a brayso that supports us as follows. Chavis Malaya Yayin Shenafu Yama Gadol. So again, I have a barrel filled of wine. Here it's wine that falls into the Yama Gadol. Hatovel Sham Lo Oslo Lo Tvila. If you're Tovel there, then Lo Oslo Lo Tvila. That Tvila doesn't work. Chashinad, because we're Koshish, Lishlo Shilugin, Shuvin, it should be Shuvin over here because it's wine. We're afraid that you were tovel in the wine over there. And so too, if a kikar of truma falls into that spot where the guy was tovel, the kikar of truma is going to be tame. Because the guy wasn't a tame guy, then was tovel in the spot. That spot, it wasn't a good tefillah, so that spot now becomes tame. So you tovel, if you put a kikar of truma in there, I don't know why you want to make it wet, but if a kikar of truma falls in there, it becomes tame as well. So the Gemara says, my v'chein. Why is that v'chein also? It's just an outgrowth. If that spot is tame, if any place is tame, and a kikar of truma touches it, it's tame. The Gemara then says, no. Mahu tame, you might have thought, hasim oki gabre yechaske, hake oki truma yechaske, kamashwan that we don't. You would have thought that the whole thing over here is working, we have a suffix, so we're going to work with the chazaka. With the status quo. So the status quo, this guy was Tamei, We have a suffix that maybe he went into this place that has three lugim of wine, keeping the status quo of his tummy. But the kicker of truma was tahor, and it fell into this place where mesupak as to whether or not it was shlosha lugim of wine. So maybe that would keep it on it, keep the status quo that it's tahor. The Gemara says no, kamash malav, that we really view, maybe the rabbanim, but we really view this area as being tame, and therefore the kicker of truma is going to be tame. Okay. That's the Gemara. Now, the problem we have, that Marcel pointed out, and Yossi pointed out earlier, is what we mentioned before in the introduction, that if I have a kosher mikvah, and then my she'uvin is poured into it, it's fine. It's called hashaka, or you'll see that the Tosfos uses a different term. So, the Yama Gadol has a lot more than Arvon saw of kosher water. So why does it matter that the Shlosha Lugin of drawn water fell into that spot? Who cares? It's hashaka. It should be fine, right? Toso says, right? Says Amar Yudah Marav Chavis Meimayim Kain Girsas Hakuntras VeKaAmar Lo Oslo Tzvilim Shemayim Sheuvim Tosos. Tosos, right? VeLo Nira. He says doesn't make sense. I don't agree. Daha Midashavile Hashaka Kimechurim LeTahara Kimechubarim LeTahara Mituma Hu Adin LeInyan Tzvilanami. He quotes a Gemara that says Hashaka. Basically, he's saying, you have a shaka. He's quoting it from a different Gemara. But you have a shaka is enough to make something that's tame tahor. It's definitely enough to make the water fine. You have the content of a shaka. So therefore, if you scroll down, he says, l'kach nira, therefore it seems to me that he's, because of this problem, he changes the girsa. He says, l'kach nira, d'garsinam b'milsa de Rabbi Yehuda, chavis meleya yayin. It's a barrel of wine that fell into the Mediterranean, similar to the Tanami Hockey we just quoted, was a barrel of wine. So there's a barrel of wine that fell in. Vilakachlo aslo tzvila. This is why tzvila didn't work. Demei hayam kavu v'kaimi, because the mei hayam were standing still, right? V'shemadayin hu tzibor ro'om v'mkomo, because maybe the wine is still standing where it is, and there was tovel in the wine. And it says v'isser nikar v'tovel b'yayin, and the it's isser is nikar, it's recognizable. Because it looks like wine.
Hashaka.
Hashaka only works by water. It doesn't work by wine.
So it's in the Yama Gadol.
But it's wine that fell in, not water.
I understand that.
So Hashaka doesn't work by wine. Hashaka only works by water.
It's just like an oil slick that doesn't disperse.
Pretty much. Avam Nahara Ba'alma Lo. But in the Nahara Ba'alma Lo, Divadai Mis'ar V'mayim. It never gets mixed up. Ba'azlo Hayah Be'ein Ba'azlo Tefillah. Because then it's gone and the Tefillah works. He says, Umare B'yayin Lavan. We must be dealing with white wine. Because we're dealing with red wine, you could see, is it there or is it dispersed? Must be dealing with white wine. He says, Umari b'yayim lavan, she'eino mishane maris hamayim. It doesn't change the look of the water. De'i b'yayim edom, nechze, im shina maris hamayim imo. Look to see if it changed the look of the wine or not. That is Tosos. The Ritva brings a whole bunch of questions on Rashi, and then quotes, he says, he quotes, arrive in the name of Rav Moshe Hadarshan. Right? This Moshe Darshan was apparently brought down in the Ramban, in the Rid, and the Meiri. He's brought down. He says that, how does he differentiate between Yama Gadol and the Nahara? He differentiates between fresh water and salt water. That's what he says. He says, Shdeshani Hocha de Yama Gadol Meimav Luluchim Ukvetim. I don't think this is scientifically correct, but they're salt and heavy, like you said, it's basically oil. Right, the ein hamayim hamesukim misarvenimayim, and the sweet water doesn't mix with the salt water. Right, the oson shlosha yudugin him owned in mekomim, and that's why they're going to stay in their place. Vahavi ki isser shenafal beheter becomes isser falls in heter, and it's nikersham, it's there. But when it comes to the when he says to by the river, he claims that that's fresh water. Fresh water and fresh water will become batal, but fresh water and salt water will not become batal. Again, I don't necessarily know that. I think rivers meet the sea oftentimes, and the water. The water mix. I just saw National Geographic, but the Amazon.
Brackish.
What's it called?
It's called brackish.
Brackish. Okay. So that.
So if I pour 3 liters of wine into a wine to a local mikvah, is it possible? No.
No, wine doesn't make any difference.
Why is it? No, you shouldn't. We just said here that the wine that you can't be tovel in it because you won't.
Because you're being if you're tovel in wine, it's no good.
Right, but this is part of a whole big mikvah.
But you're being tovel in the wine part. Is it tovel in the wine? So that's. But the question still is on Rashi, is that, wait a second, if you hold up Hashaka, right, and Rashi is even more so, you hold up Hashaka, why? Because Rashi's whole point was, is that the Tevila in the Mikvah was good, The only problem was, is that you were tovel in mayim, you may have gotten up in mayim shuvim, and therefore it passes you from touching truma. But how does that work? If it's mayim shuvim, it's still there, then the tefillah doesn't work. If the tefillah works, then it's not mayim shuvim, so why do you have the problem of being passed from the truma? So that's the stipler, and that we have to look at the stipler. The question is, how do you view a mikvah with hashaka? Do you view a mikvah with hashaka now? Let's say I have 1,000 gallons of mayim shuvim that's connected to hashaka. Now that it's connected to hashaka, does it get rid of the status of being mayim shuvim, meaning it's a mikvah now that's defined as rainwater, or do you say that it's still considered mayim shuvim, just mayim shuvim connected to arbaim sa'ah is you can be tovel in? Using that fakira, he's going to try to explain to make a difference by saying that okay. The nafkamina would be what would happen if you separate that pipe from the mikvah, right? I have a mikvah of 100 gallons connected to 40 saw. Now I separate it. According to the first side, it doesn't matter if I separate it. That mayim she'uvin, the hashaka, changes the status of the hashaka changes the status of the drawn water, and it's now kosher. According to the other side, it's only kosher while it is connected. If I separate it, then it's no longer considered kosher. So over here what happens is you have...
So if you cut off the hashaka...
It's a machlokas. If you cut off the hashaka, what happens to the bor?
What happens to the bor?
What happens to the bor? It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas between Norma and the shach, I think. It's a machlokas. Right, I don't know. We're not going to have enough time for the room. Yeah.
If some of the water in the 40 side evaporates, and then it comes from the other side, wouldn't that possibly?
If some of the 40 saw of the mayim she'uvin is gone...
No, the kosher water...
That's part of the machlokas. That's the same idea.
If it evaporates, I can imagine that the whole thing could
become... That's the machlokas. That's the same. What's the difference between that and just completely separating it and there isn't any connection?
Because it's more natural for some...
Yeah, but it's still not connected to 40 saw. So that's exactly the machlokas. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Me'idim ado b'ish ploni shuchayev l'chaveir masayim zuz v'nim suzomim. So they testify, Reuven Shimon testified, and Levi owes Yehuda $200. Turns out that they're zomim. Mishnah says, lokim... They get malchus umishalmim, and they have to pay. They get to pay for kashas zalmim. They get malchus for violating the law of giving false testimony, bearing false testimony. And why? But why? It's mamon and malchus. Don't we say that kedei rishasa? You only pay one. You don't do two. He says Rashi. Mishnah says shelo hashem mevin leimalchus mevin leitashlumim because it's from a different pasuk. It's a different iser. Like that Rashi says lo hashem. Hashem. He says a mikra. This is a different pasuk. Tosfos doesn't like that, but it's from a different pasuk. One's from Kasher Zamm and one's from Losana. So that would be good. That's Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say no. Kol Hameshalim ain't loker. If you're paying, you're not getting malchus because Divrei Rishasa, right? Rashi says Kol Hameshalim ain't loker. Right, the third to last line. The Ksiv Kedei Rishasa, according to the evil that you did, one evil. Mishum Risha Achas Tamachayvo V'Iya Tamachayvo Mishum Stei Rishoyos. Okay, so why don't you get malchus and not money? Why is the mammon the one Risha that you pay and not the malchus? Why do you say whoever gets malchus doesn't pay? We say kol mishalim in aloka. Why don't you say it the other way around? He says the yilku kol zomim lo yishalim. Then the zomim would all get malchus and never pay. The answer there, but perish rips the Torah edim zomim l'tashlumim because the Torah says kasher zomim. When it comes to edim, we know that they're going to make payment. So we have two givens. We know they have to make payment, and we know they were shasso. So the one thing they're going to have to do is make the payment, not get the malchus. That's case number one in the Mishnah. Case number two in the Mishnah.
So why would be a chiddush that someone who can't do kashrus
on but gets malchus? Because according to the Manda Amru says that it's a lav she'ein v'maisa, then you have a problem. Why are you getting the malchus for it? We mentioned that the Tosos on that base is what that malchus is. Is that malchus in lieu of kashrus zaman? Then it's not a big deal. Or is that malchus, because you also have a sisalo kashrus zaman, you're not doing kashrus zaman. Or is that malchus a separate... Right. Separate punishment for Losana. I can't hear you.
According to Rameh, there's no Chiddush in the first Mishnah that person who is owned by a...
Yeah, there is a big Chiddush because...
Because you get Malchus regardless. Yeah, but the second part.
But you don't get Malchus maybe not for... You wouldn't have... The Chiddush is that the Malchus is in lieu of Kasher Zama. Rameh says you're getting a punishment for Kasher Zama. And you get Malchus for a different lav. And in our case, that we had in the Mishnah, you were getting, possibly gave them malchus in lieu of kashrus zaman. I mean, that kashas up.
You gave it to the
anyway. In other words, it's still, but even because you gave the malchus, it's still considered edus shatoviyach lazima. You would think that it's not edus shatoviyach lazima because you're not getting the punishment. Okay. Case number two. May idim adu beish ploni shulchaya malchus arboy. We testify that this guy is obligated 40 malchus. Benim sezom is going to be 8 zomim. So lokim shmonim. Tanakama says they get 80 malchus, 2 sets of malchus. Right? One mishum lo san reicha et shaker, and mishum vasis lo kashas zomim, and kashas zomim, 2 sets. Comes a very remeir. Chamim omer no ain lokim el arboy. You only get 1 set of malchus, only get 40. So talking about the first case of the Mishnah. Bishlam malchus. Bishlam al rabbanon. Rabbanon sheet is understandable. Kedei rishaso ksiv. It says in Torah kedei rishaso, which we said is only get one. You only get one, right? Mishum risha achas tamachayvo. You only can mechayv a chote one penalty. The iya tamachayvo mishum shnei rishos, and you can't make him two. Therefore, you get he pays and he doesn't get the malchus, right? Ella Rabbi Meir my timer. According to Rabbi Meir, what's the reason why? Why is he not Dorish Kedei Rishoso? To say, and he says over here, not only do you have to pay the penalty at Kashrus Amam, you also get Malchus for Losan of Reicha Yitzchakar. So Amar Ula says, Gamri Moti Shemra. He learns it out from the case of Moti Shemra. The case of Moti Shemra, again, is the husband comes and says, Lo Matzasi B'Kubasulim. Turns out he's lying. So he, what happens there? Ma Moti Shemra Loki Mishalim. So he violates the law, and therefore he gets Malchus. And he also has to pay. He has to pay 100, right, made a kesef to the father of the Nara. Shagazari asked a question. Wait a second. That there, we know the halacha by Kimli B'Darabimnei. I'll just ask the question. I don't have the answer. The halacha by Kimli B'Darabimnei, if it's Mamon Lezeh, or Misa Lezeh, if a Mamon is going to go to one person, and Misa, then you don't say Kimli. You have to do both. What about over here? Here, the Malchus is because of what he did to her, and the Mamon goes to the father. So why is that a Shaila? It's not a rule breaker. So why, if it's not a rule breaker, why can you use it to learn out? Okay. So Amar Ulo Gamri Moti Shemra, Ma Moti Shemra Lokim Mishalim, Afko Lokim Mishalim. And one says, no, I can't learn it out from Moti Shemra, because Ma Moti Shemra Shekin Knas. Moti Shemra is a Knas, meaning it's a penalty, not a monetary obligation. And Rashi on the third top line, Shekin Knas, Bechol Knas Chiddushu, every Knas is a Chiddush, because Knas is not, it's not exactly what you did, it's just a lay upon you a punishment. And from a chiddush, you can't learn out to mama. So Moshe Shemra is a knas. So by Moshe Shemra, okay, fine, they're a knas. You say you get you do both, malchus and mama. But here we're talking about Eben Zomim, who says you get malchus and mama. So Gemara says, several Rabbi Kiva. Rav Meir is the holy Rabbi Kiva, we saw before. Damar Eben Zomim Knasahu. He held that Eben Zomim is a knas as well. So if it's a knas, I can learn one knas from another knas. I can't learn Knas from Mamo. So I'll learn from Moshe Shemra to Edom Zomim. Just like Moshe Shemra, it's Loke Umishalim. So to Rameh will say that by Edom Zomim, it's Loke Umishalim. The Gemara said, because it's a Knas, I can learn it out. Right? Ula says, right, so Ula here said that Gamri Moshe Shemra. So Ika Demasi Lahadu Ula Hadatanya. Some learn the words of Gamri Moshe Shemra by Ula in a different context. Right? Bahadatanya, the following Brysa. Pasuk says, in Shmos, Lo Susir Rimenu Ad Boker, Vanosem Rimenu Ad Boker, born by Eitzes Rofel, as an Isser of Nosar, almost up to Kachim, so we'll do a little bit. Isser of Nosar, you're not allowed to leave over a carbon past its time. Most carbonas, it's the day and the night. The Shlomim, you have an extra day to follow. But if it goes beyond that point, it's allowed to leave it on. You're supposed to either eat it or have it burned. And if you do eat it, you violate, there's also a say that if it is left over for the time, you have to burn it. So you're not allowed to leave it over to the morning, and then you have a tikkun, you have a mitzvah saseh to burn it. So ba'a kasuv litein aseh achar lo saseh. Here, the Torah is coming to tell us that it's a lav hanitak la'aseh. It's a lav that's fixed by an aseh. Right? That you have a lav of not, normally you get malchus, but if it's a lav, just over here, it's a lav that can be that is fixed by an aseh, it's a lav hanitak la'aseh, that lav you don't get malchus. Ba'a kasuv litein aseh achar lo saseh, lomar she'ein lokin lav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. As Rabbi Yehuda says, the reason why we know so there's no malchus, because it's a lav hanitak la'aseh. Comes Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Omer Lo Min Hashem Uzed. That's not the reason why you don't get Malchus. Ela Mishum Dehave Lav She'en Bo Maisa. Because Nosar, leaving something over, is a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. If it's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa, you don't get Malchus. Right? V'chol Lav She'en Bo Maisa Lo Kin Alav. Michlal, that seems to indicate the Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lav She'en Bo Malchus Lo Kin Alav. Rabbi Yehuda says the reason why you don't get Malchus by Nosar is because it's a Lav Anita Klasei. Why doesn't he say it's a lav she'en bo ma'isa? Must mean, because he holds lav she'en bo ma'isa, you do get malchus. So he has to come on to another reason why you don't get malchus. So minole, where does he know that a lav she'en bo ma'isa, you do get malchus on? So Amar Ula, this is what Ula says, he learns it out, Mi Mochi Shemra. He learns out from Mochi Shemra, my Mochi Shemra, Lav Shebo Maisa, just like Mochi Shemra is a Lav Shebo Maisa because it's just Dibor, he didn't say, do anything, and nevertheless, Lokin Alav, Av Kol Lav Shebo Maisa, Lokin Alav. So to every case of Lav Shebo Maisa, you get Malkus. Then comes the Gemara and says, no, you can't learn it out from Mochi Shemra, because Mochi Shemra has another Chiddush. Mochi Shemra is a chumrah of Mala Mochi Shemra Shekein Lokim Mashalim. The reason why you can't learn out Lav She'emo Maisa from Mochi Shemra, because Mochi Shemra is very machmir, because the Torah says you pay and you get malchus. So there's a big kiddush there. So you can't learn it. It's very chumrah. You can't learn it out to anywhere else. So Ella Amar Reish Lakish Gamar Me'idim So'omim. Reish Lakish then comes and says, no, where does Rabbi Yehuda learn out the din of Lav She'emo Maisa, you get malchus? He learns it out from Edom Zomim. Why? Ma Edom Zomim Lav Shebo Maisa. When it comes to Edom Zomim, there's also no Maisa because it's just Dibor, right? It's Lav Shebo Maisa. Nevertheless, Lokin Alav, you get Malkus, right? According at least to Reb Meir, not according to the Chacham. You get Malkus. So now, Kol Lav Shebo Maisa Lokin Alav. So every Lav Shebo Maisa, you get Malkus. The Gemara says, wait a second. Edom Zomim also has a Chumer to it that's going to disqualify it for being a precedent for everything else. Mal Edom Zomim Shekein Ein Hasra. Edom Zomim don't require Hasra. You don't, and Edom Zomim, they get up to court, and no one gets up there and tells them, are you tested? If you test, you know, the whole Hasra thing. They get punished automatically. They get punished right away. So that's what, so since it's so chamor that it doesn't have ni Hasra, so too it's so chamor that even though it's Eimbo Maisa, you get Malkus. But that doesn't mean you can learn it as an example for everything else. The Gemara says, okay, I'll learn it now from the Binyanab. I'll take the two cases. I'll take Mochi Shemra, and I will take Edom Zomim. Yes, the Ish of a Chumrah, but their Chumras are not the same. And say, Mochi Shemra Yochia. Why? The Chazar Din, right? Chazar Din Lo Rizeh, Lo Krizeh. Mochi Shemra requires Hasra. Edom Zomim is, I guess, its Chumrah is that it requires Hasra. But nevertheless, the Chazar Din, Lo Rizeh, Lo Rizeh, Lo Rizeh, Krizeh. Hatzad Hashav Behen, what's the similarity between the two of them? Similarity is, it's Lav Shebo Maisa. They're both a case of Lav Shebo Maisa. And you get Malkus. So, Av Kol Lav Shebo Maisa Lokin Lav. So, to in every case of Lav Shebo Maisa, you'll get Malkus. Because, there's no, sorry? Okay. Then the Gemara says, no, that's not the Tzad Hashav Behen. Ma Tzad Hashav Behen, Shekein Knas. They're both a Knas. They're both a penalty payment. And we said, a penalty payment are Chidushim. And I can't learn a penalty payment to everything else, so I still have no source from Rabbi Yehuda. As why we say in Chol Torah Kulo Lav Shebo Maisa, he says you do get Malkus. So the Gemara says no. Halokasha Rabbi Yehuda lo savar lo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. He does not hold that Edom Zomim is a knas. He holds that Edom Zomim is mamon. So now, what's the connection between Edom Zomim and Mochi Shemra? Not that they're both knasos, because Edom Zomim is not a knas. Rather, the connection is they're both lavin and they're both Lav Shebo Maisa. And they're both Lav Shebo Maisa, you get Malkus. So therefore I can learn out, Kol Torah Kulo, Lav Shebo Maisa, you get Malkus. The Gemara asks a question, he says, wait a second, this, I'm not sure how they read this. Ella, Mala Tzad HaShav HaShavahem, Shechein Yishpem Tzad Chamor. Gemara says, wait a second, I can just say that the Tzad HaShav HaShavahem is not that they're Lav Shebo Maisa and they get Malkus, that they both have some sort of Chumrah. They both have some sort of Chumrah, right? They have a Chumrah, Moshe Shemra is Lokil Mishalim, get Malkus as well, and the Chumra by Edom Zomim is that there's no Hasra. But it's different, it's a different Chumra. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda Tzad HaChumra LaParach. Rabbi Yehuda says, in order to have a Tzad HaShav HaShavahem, they have to have the same Halacha. Not just the general idea, oh, this has a Chumra, that has a Chumra. Everything can have a Chumra. It has to have a specific Chumra that's similar in both cases. Okay. Next, to finish the Mishnah, the second part of the Mishnah said that the Rabbanan hold that the Edom do not get two sets of Malkus. Right? They do Kasher Zamam, they get the Malkus, they don't get a set of Malkus for Losane. The Rabbanan, Hai Losane Brecha Yitzhaker Mardaris Bey. So what does he do? If Losane Brecha Yitzhaker is not giving them Malkus, what does he do with the Pasuk of Losane Brecha Yitzhaker? What's he doing it? So, Hahu Mibai Lei Lasharal Edom Zomim. That's an Ashara for Edom Zomim. You know, the idea is that you can't punish unless the Torah has to give a warning and then state the punishment. The Torah gave us the warning, the punishment by Edom Zomim, saying Kasher Zamam. But where's the warning that you're not allowed to be in Edom Zomim? I mean, it's punishment, but where's the warning? So the Gemara says, Ahumi Baile Lasarli Edom Zomim. The Losan of Reyecha, Eid Shaker, is the warning, it's the required warning, and the Torah, it's Nazhara, and then we have the punishment of Kasher Zamam. The Rav Meir, okay, so if you're doing if Rosan Reicha ate Shaker is the Azhara, so where does Rav Meir learn the Azhara from? Because he's learning Rosan Reicha ate Shaker to tell me to get another set of Malkus. The Rav Meir Azhara ate Zomim Minolei. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "V'naf Galah." He learns it out from the in the parsha of Eiduzomim. It says, "V'hanisharim." Everyone else who's there, Yishmu b'Yiro v'lo Yosifu Od. They're going to hear and they're going to see what's going on. They won't do it again. I mean, they're warned right in the parsha. It's warning them not to do it. So v'Rabbanan. Okay, so Rabbanan, why don't you learn out the Hasra from V'nishmu v'hanisharim Yishmu b'Yiro v'lo Yosifu Od, and then you have Losan Breicha Eid Shaker is open to make a lima that you get another set of Malkus. So he says, no, because by Nisharim Yishmu Viro, the Chacham say, Hahumi Boile Lahachraza. He says that you need that for a Hachraza. Right, we saw that at the end, towards the end of the Masechah Sanhedrin, that there are four things, Rashi points them out, there are four things that the Basin has to announce. Look at Rashi. He says, Darmirim is Sanhedrin, Eil Nachlakim, Arbon, Tzrichim Hachraza, La'achashen, Ne'en Shubi Basin, Tzrichim Basin, La'achris, Kakakak. The Basin has to announce, such and such happened, right? You put up the Paxvil on the wall, right? The Kach, right, the Nero Plonim based in Alvera Plonis Kadela Dosa Sashomim. You could say that so and so was killed because of what he did, and one of those four things is Adam Zomim. And that's what he says you learn it out from Fakola, right? Learn it out from the Nisharim Yishmu Yiro. So the Shmaim Yiro Yishmo is not available, and Losana Chabre and Shakar teaches me the Azhara, the warning. Alright, so Rav Meir, where does he learn that Hakrozer from? Because he's learning out the warning from Anishmaim from Anishmaim Yishmu v'Yiro. So he says Hakraza mi Yishmu v'Yiro nafka. The Hakraza is from the words Yishmu v'Yiro, and the Lo Yosifu Od is the warning. I would say so. He can learn out both from that pasuk. So bottom line is, according to Rav Meir, Losana Bereicha Yitzchaker is still left over as empty, and he can learn that out to get the extra set of Malkus. Where according to the Chachamim, it's not, and therefore they don't have this extra set of Malkus. Okay, stop.
Thank you.